Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening to each and every one. What a joyful, the day. Yes, it was hot, but nevertheless, thank and praise the Lord that we are still among the living and not the dead. This is the Apostolic Prophet William Miller. So glad that you tune in, and what is my word? This is the day that the Lord have made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank and praise the Lord for the many things that he are doing. And I thank and praise the Lord that God is real, you know. And so many times you hear people say God is real, but, you know, sometimes their lifestyle and in their conversation, it's a whole different story. But today we're going to continue with what we did, God had us to share on Monday. As I stated, I thank and praise the Lord. I trust everybody had a nice 4th of July and celebrating. Not only that, a lot of you probably lately hear me say not more than ever, we living in a glorious, in a victorious, in a miraculous time. If it wasn't for the trouble giver and our circumstances, is opportunity for God to show himself strong. The scriptures say that God go to and fro looking for someone to show himself strong through. And I found that in order for God to do that, you need to know him. You need to have a relationship with him. Well, we was in Luke, the 13th chapter, and we're going to go back there, but I want to talk about our enemy. People have told me sometimes, why you talk about the devil? I don't talk about the devil to magnify him, but I talk about him to expose him. There's so many things, had so much of evil. You see the killing, the hatred, the bitterness, and we need to know where it's coming from. That is not an attack of God, but that's of the enemy. Peter said, your adversary goes about as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. He tells us we need to be sober, and we need to be sober so we can be able to recognize who we fight. So we're going to continue with that in Luke, the 13th chapter. We're going to pray. Father, I thank you again for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made. I thank and praise you for this opportunity. I thank you for bringing, we decree that enlightenment, understanding, and strength will be revealed today through your word. I thank you for the Holy Spirit. I just decree and declare that the Holy Spirit will breathe over the airways and bring clarity and understanding to the people. Not only that, but I even decree deliverance for those that would tune in. I thank you for it right now. I decree that Jesus is Lord of heaven and in earth. Jesus, I decree and declare the Lordship of Jesus over the broadcast. I thank you, the blood of Jesus. I plead and cover each and every listener with the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, as we stated, I thank and praise the Lord for what we shared on Monday. I want to continue. We've been talking for some weeks about being in covenant, what it is to be in covenant with the Lord, the benefits of being in covenant. The Bible tells us that we need to have knowledge and understanding. Information without understanding is no good. And when it comes down to the spirit side of life, we need knowledge, we need understanding, and we need revelation. And Apostle Paul made it so plain in Ephesians, the first chapter, when he saw the faith of the church of Ephesus, he began to pray. And he said, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge in him. that the eyes of your understanding would be in line, that you would know what is the hope of your calling. And he was praying for their spiritual eyes to come open. In John 10:10, it said, the thief come but to steal, listen at me good, steal, kill, and to destroy. I was in a conversation early today, and we were talking about, you know, you look at the news, you see all of this bitterness and hatred, you see all of this murder. You need to know it's coming from the devil. The devil is influencing and motivating people and causing all of this evil. And I say to parents, I say to all born-again believers, we've been given authority. Yes, and yes, I'm going to expose the enemy. But you need to know God gave you and I, hear me, my brothers and sisters, God has given you and I authority. Yes, God has given you authority. He done told you what to do. That's right. Now, you might not like it, and you might not even believe it, but God have given us authority. He have given you and I authority. He done told us what to do as born-again believers. That's right. He have told you and I what to do, and he have given us authority. And it's the old saints used to say, we're his own you. But you need to know that Satan is the thief. Come on. He is the thief. He come to steal, kill, and to destroy. That is not God. Hear me good. That is not God. That's the enemy. Do you hear me? That's the enemy is stealing. That's the enemy is killing. What he doing, he is motivating and influencing people to do it, even in Revelation. And that's why when I see the saints of God accusing one another, you need to know that you allow yourself to be influenced by the devil. The brain division and strife, y'all, all of that is the work of the enemy. And like I say, so many times people will say, well, prophet, why won't God do something about it? The Bible tells us in Galatians, the third chapter, we've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Everything that needed to be done to put man back in right fellowship and commune with God has been done. That's why it's so important, once you get saved, you need to get in a good church that's teaching you this unadulterated word of God so you would know who you are. In Luke, the 10th chapter, it tells you, now, when he sent them in Luke, the 10th chapter, in the 17th verse, it's in the 70 return again with joy, and saying, Lord, even devils are subject unto us through thy name. But when Jesus sent the disciples out to them, he gave them authority and power. Well, I'm going to read it, but my point, I want to show you the same authority that those first disciples, those first apostles walked in as disciples of God. Don't you know you and I have been deputized? We've been given authority and power over the enemy as well. Now, in Luke 10, in that 19th verse, it says, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpent and scorpion and over all the power of the enemy. Listen. And nothing shall by any means hurt. And I'm telling you, and I say to parents, of when it comes down to your children, come on, hear me, somebody. When it comes down to your children, when it comes down to fight, you need to know as a born-again believer, you have authority. Come on, somebody. I'm trying to find it in my Amplified. I want you to hear me good. When it comes down to you in the work of the enemy, you need to know as a born-again believer, come on, somebody, God have given you authority. Now hear me good. It's nothing wrong with discussing what's happening on the earth, but next you need to do something. We need to do something about it. St. Luke 10 and 19. I'm going to read it from the Amplify because I got other verses I want to read. Luke 10 and 19. 10 and 19, and it said, "Behold, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpent and scorpion and physical and mentally strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possess, and nothing shall in any way harm you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice." Now, he was telling them they were rejoicing because they operate in the authority that Jesus gave them. Demons were subject. They was in charge of dominion over the devil and demons. But then, too, he wanted them not so much to get so happy about that, but he wanted them to know when it come down to they being received in heaven. That was more important than their authority. But I'm using this scripture here to show you, as a born-again believer, you know, you need to be, parents need to be praying for your children. Grandparents, you need to be praying. Come on, somebody. I'm going to give you another scripture. I'm going to these scriptures because I'm telling you, this is so good. I hear parents, and y'all, I have grandchildren. I have 7 grandchildren, and I found out that we can pray. And as a born-again believer, God have a listening ear for you and I. As born-again believers, God want to hear. The Bible said when God's word abide in us and we abide in God's word, we can ask what we will. Hosea 4:6, that God people destroy for lack of knowledge. But as I stated, you need to know where all of this hatred and this bitterness is coming from, all of this sickness, all of this disease. You know, when I talk to people, you know, it's sad what people don't. Y'all, all this evil, it is demonic. This is the way the devil gets his work done. Okay? Now, in Proverbs 11:21, it says, "Though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered." Well, let me tell you something. If you are born again believer and your child going right here acting up and all that, do you not know, as a born again believer, you've been deputized, you've been given authority, that spirit that is operating in your child, don't you know that you have authority over that spirit? Yes, I want you to hear me. You, sir, you, ma'am, you have authority. Grandmother, don't sit around and celebrate or talk about, or better yet, you're not celebrating, but don't sit around and magnify what the devil is doing. You need to be binding. That's your adversary. That's why Peter was saying you need to be so. Other words, you need to know your enemy. And like I said, it grieves me when I hear people say, "Well, you don't need to talk about the devil." You listen, I don't know nobody ever went in from what my children, both of my children was, they both of them went to Air Force. Thank and praise the Lord. God graced them to go through one Desert Storm, one through Afghanistan. Thank God for them. They was in there and they had to go and do some fighting. You know, sometimes you don't know everything because they didn't tell me everything. But the thing, one of the first things that my son, especially my son before he went to Afghanistan, the first thing he told me, he said, "Mama, they brought all the military branches together, the Navy, the Army, the Marine, and the Air Force together. They trained them together for battle, for war, better yet." And he said, also, they even revealed to them who was their enemy, what to look for. I don't understand it when saints think you can just sit around here and all you know, Jesus, Lord. Yes, he's Lord, but you need to know what he's Lord of. Yes, you've been redeemed, but you need to know what you've been redeemed from. And you need to know you have an enemy. Even in the God of Gethsemane, even in the God of Gethsemane, Jesus was able to identify the disciple that had let Satan in his heart. Jesus was, if you look around and go through the floor, Jesus was never short or ignorant of Satan or who Satan was trying to use at that time. He was always able to recognize his enemy. You need to ask yourself, can I recognize my enemy? If the enemy can get you in bitterness and resentment, and we see it, it's so much of bitterness, it's so much of resentment, it's so much of hatred on this earth. That's the enemy. That's the work of the devil. And you, and the enemy, we also live in a time of great deception. And so many people, that instead of fighting the devil, teaming up fighting the devil, you find one another. That's the spirit you're dealing with. Now, even in Psalms 115, let me read what Psalm 15 says. Psalms 115 and verse 15, it says, ye are blessed of the Lord which made heaven and earth. The heaven, even the heavens of the Lord, but the earth have been given to the children of men. You go to Genesis, the third chapter, and it tell you when God created Adam and Eve, he gave them dominion. Where even we know they lost it. But in the four gospels, Jesus got it back for the believers. He said in Mark, the 16th chapter, we're going somewhere. Just be patient with me. We're going somewhere. In Mark, the 16th chapter. Mark, the 16th chapter. I told somebody this. I said, this is the devil influencing these people. That's what it is. Mark, the 16th chapter, it tells us this was after Jesus, before he was taken up and he appeared to the disciples. And he told them to go in all you were and preach the gospel. But then he also told them, the 17th verse he told them. He told them in that 17th verse, he said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. Listen, in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new. They shall take up serpent, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hand on the sick, and they shall recover. Now, he was not just talking to the disciples, but he was talking to those that were going to come in the kingdom by being born again, those accepting Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And that's the thing that I'm trying to tell you. We as born again believers, we need to know who our enemy is. You need to know what you need to do about your enemy. It's not God's will for you to sit on the sideline and let Satan dictate to you or let Satan just turn on you whenever he wants to. My brother, my sister, you need to know that. You need to know that's not God's will. It's not God's will for you as parents or grandparents, who you are that have children or have grandchildren, and you letting the enemy come in and out of your children's life and dominate them and causing them to do all of this craziness, all of the, y'all, I'm telling you, it's demonic. But God gave you and I the authority. And like I said, a lot of times people say, you don't need to talk about the devil. Tell me why not. I'm exposing it. But some say, yeah, but I just don't know what to do. No, if you are born again believer, take authority over the enemy. Okay, I'm going to give you one more. I got some more scriptures here. Ephesians the sixth chapter. Look what it says. Ephesians the sixth chapter. And like I said, Paul was the one, when you go study the epistles of Paul, Paul talked about Satan in Corinthians. He said he was the god of this world. It was revealed to Apostle Paul, it's an arrest of who their enemy was. But you got a lot of saints, as I said, because of ignorance and lack of knowledge. Now, don't get offended at me. You know, we it insults people intelligent when you say they're ignorant of something or they don't know something. That ain't what it's all about. My point is, you need to know who your enemy is. In Ephesians, the 6th chapter, and that 10th verse, Apostle Paul said, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Listen, put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Come on, somebody. Yo, listen, your problem and my problem is not with flesh and blood. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's not with flesh and blood. Come on, somebody. But your problem can be with that spirit, that demonic spirit that is influencing that individual that war against you. And see, that's one of the strategy of the enemy. If he can get us to fight against one another, I want you, one another, that's right. He wants you to fight me and me fight you. Well, the Bible tells us that faith worketh by love. Now, if the enemy can get me out of love, he can affect my faith. He can cause my faith not to be affected when I need to exercise or apply my faith if he get me in bitterness and resentment. Apostle Paul was the one told us that we need to be forgiven even as God for Christ's sake forgave us. He said put away bitterness and resentment, malice. He said put that stuff away and be forgiven even as God for Christ's sake forgave us. Matthew the 24th chapter. Many going to be offended. He tell us there going to be many false prophets. But he said many going to be offended. He talking about the body of Christ. And we have a lot of saints is dealing with bitterness and resentment, self-ambition, competition. Come on, somebody, jealousy. These are some of the tools that the enemy, some of the strategy that the enemy is using against the saints. God wants you to know who your enemy is, and this is what Paul said. He's you ain't wrestling with flesh and blood. Revelation, Jesus said, it's the enemy that accusing the brethren. He got us accusing one another. He wants you to fight me. Why? The Bible said one can put 1,000, two could put 10,000 to fly. Do you not know we are stronger when we come together and work together? You got family that won't even communicate with one another. Talk about one another all the time. They don't realize it because we are spirit beings. We can be influenced by the evil spirit, the evil God spirit. Y'all, we are spirit beings. But these evil forces, they are spirit. But what they do, they can influence your mind. They can inject thoughts of bitterness and resentment and hatred. And just what we're saying. But my thing is, what is the believers doing other than talking about it? Then I read to you in Psalms 150, he gave the earth to men. You know what? Jesus was a good example. But let me finish reading this. Ephesians 6th chapter, the 12th verse, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Well, what is some wrestling against then? What's the problem? He said, but against principality, against power, against the ruler or darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil days, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Now, I want to read it from the Living Bible. Y'all know I like the Living Bible, the 10th verse. He said, my final words, be strong with the Lord, mighty power. Put on all God armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies and the trickery of the devil. For we are not fighting against people. Listen, for we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against the evil rulers and authority of the unseen world. Do you not know people in higher authority, a lot of them is being influenced by Satan in what they're doing? That's right. Because we are spiritual beings. God is a spirit. Satan is a spirit. God can inject thoughts to us as well as the enemy can inject evil to us. Come on, somebody. Ain't nobody, the way God created us, if that's why the Bible says you need to be born again. In Ephesians, the second chapter, it tells us, let me go to Ephesians, the second, and I'm telling you, this is so real. In Ephesians, the second chapter, I'm just going to read it from the same translation. It said, once you was dead, doomed forever. Because of your many sins, you used to live just like the rest of the world, full of sin, obeying Satan, the mighty prince of the power of the air. Don't you know it's really easy for people, the people that's not born again, it's easy for them to yield to Satan. Why? Because they have a sin nature. They influence. They can hear that. And Paul said in the King James, the spirit of disobedience. It's so easy. And I'm telling you, all this violence and killing we sin. And I say to parents, don't lose hope. That if you are born again believer, exercise your authority. Take authority over that spirit of disobedience, that spirit of bitterness and resentment. It's good to be saved and be filled with the Spirit. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, he'll reveal or let you sense or discern when your child is acting strange. Now, some of you ain't say, you know, before I got saved, ask a parent, ask a mother. You know, I could just sometimes sense when something was going on with my son or my daughter. But then when I got saved, God would even show me. And y'all, I'm telling you, don't lose hope. If you are born again believer, if you don't have children, grandchildren, pray for somebody else that dealing with their children, that child, they're opening themselves up to the enemy. But he said, this is what he said. He said, again, I'm going to read it from the Living Bible. He said, once you were dead, I'm in Ephesians, the second chapter, once you were dead, doomed forever because of the many of your many sins, you used to live just like the rest of the world, full of sin, obeying Satan, the mighty prince of the power of the air. He is the spirit at work in the heart of those who refuse to obey God. That's the spirit. You know, God, Jesus said this to Judas. He said, what Satan I'm putting in your heart. Jesus was able in the God of Gethsemane. Now, Judas didn't start out like that. Jesus chose Judas because of Judas' heart. But then Judas, somewhere along the way, Judas allowed the enemy to get in his heart. And y'all, the enemy would do that if you don't shut the door. He come to steal, he come to kill, and he come to destroy. If you detecting bitterness and resentment in your heart, you need to say, Lord, help me. Because that is the entrance. You opening the door for the enemy. And some said, well, I'm just going to let the Lord do it. Let me tell you something. The Lord gave you authority to do it. Take authority. If you don't know nothing but just say, in the name of Jesus, I command you, Satan, to stop in my child. I bind that bitterness. I bind that hatred. Come on now. But this is what he said. He said, obeying Satan, the mighty prince of the power of the air, he is the spirit at work in the heart of those who refuse to obey God. All of us used to live that way, following the passion, desire, our evil nature. We were born with an evil nature, and we were under God's anger, just like everyone else. Paul read him, it's revealing to you and I how we used to operate before we got born again. He's talking about that spirit of disobedience. And y'all, I'm telling you, all this evil you sin, that coming from the enemy. And then I liked it. Now I'm going to go back to Ephesians 6 chapter because I want you to see this here. And like I said, a lot of people say, oh, I ain't exhorting no devil. I'm exposing him because you need to know where it's coming from. You know, when your spiritual eyes come open to see who your really enemy is, you'll turn up the volume on hating Satan. And it'll be, you know, I have people say, it's just hard for me to forgive. Yes, yeah, sometimes you can wrestle with it, but I found out the more knowledge and understanding you get about who God is, who Satan is, but it makes it, okay, this is a work of the enemy. You know, one of my spiritual leaders told me during prayer, prayer, they were letting me know that you see some things in the body of Christ. And they were sharing about some things that are going on in the body of Christ. And said the Lord told them, said, look at the bridegroom. Yeah, whatever you, when you see the body of Christ and things that disturbing you are detracting you in the body of Christ, said, look at the bridegroom, who is Jesus. Yeah, we ask the body, Jesus the head and we the body. But when the body allow itself to be influenced by the enemy, and it grieves you, look at the bridegroom, look at Jesus. The perfect man, he was the perfect example. And that's why I said Jesus was always, he always knows how to discern. He knows when the devil showed up. And not only just, but he knows what to do with it. And through the apostles, he done passed that information on to you and I through the Holy Spirit. That information been passed on to you and I so we'll know what to do when we see the enemy trying to show up in our life. So listen, nobody's exempted. The enemy, he going to show up whether you want him or not. He going to always trying to provoke you and I to walk in disobedience. And that's why I want to show these scriptures. I'm going back to Ephesians 6 chapter, but I'm going to read it from the living because this, you need to know this. I mean, when I hear about the killer, what happened with that park when they went to, you know, for the, you know, the park and they were doing the firework and fight. So that was the enemy. And then, too, you see, he got people, some people, they haven't come to the knowledge or the realization about, you know, they still dealing with the color of your skin. The enemy trying to make the black look bad to the white and black look bad on black. And I mean, all of this is the enemy. That's him. He trying to turn us against one another. When the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, he died for everybody. We living in a fallen world. That's why God said, I got a new heaven and a new earth. He do. We ain't going to have to live here for eternity with all the God gonna do away with our enemy, who is Satan, for good. But see, Satan don't want you and I to know that he at the root of all of this trouble, all of this bitterness and hatred. Because he wants you to turn on God. And so many people say, well, if God were God, why won't God do so? No, you don't understand your authority. He done gave you and I the authority. God worked through us, not as we allow him to do it. Okay? In Ephesians, the sixth chapter. Look at the sixth chapter there, too. Again, I'm reading from the Living Bible. It says, the 10th verse, finally, word, be strong with the Lord's mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategy, the tricks of the devil. For we are not fighting against people made of flesh and blood, but against the evil rulers and authority of the unseen world, against those mighty power of darkness who rule this world, and against wicked spirit in heavenly realms. That's why you see so many people in authority. and the government, all of, some of them is allowing the enemy to influence them in what they're doing. And that's why the Bible tells us that we need to pray first and give thanks for all those in authority. We need to be praying for, not let teaming up with, oh, they just make me sick. I just hate them. You think that, listen, that ain't gonna, listen, that ain't gonna do nothing to the kingdom of darkness. But when you say, Father, you know, Father, I pray, and I come against that spirit that operate in that individual. I bind it. The Bible says in Matthew 12, how can one enter to a strong man's house except he first bind the strong man? But you got to be stronger. Well, we are strong in God. The spirit of God, the spirit of might is in us. That's where it's at. No, I'm not no match for the enemy. Prophet Miller, I said, I'm no, but in God, in Christ, because I'm in Christ, and Christ is in me. The greater one is in me. That's why Paul said in Philippians 4, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's why the Bible tells us in 1 John, God have given us faith. It's our faith that caused us to overcome. I believe it's in the book of Luke, if I'm not making a mistake, when he said, to them that believe, all things are possible. What is impossible to me, but with my covenant relationship with God in my faith and confidence in God, it's nothing impossible. Come on now. And I'm telling you, this is so important. He said, use every piece of God's armor to resist the enemy in the time of evil. Y'all, it's evil time. But as I stated later, these are opportunities for God to show himself strong. But God has to have a body. Y'all, God is a spirit. That's why God sent Jesus on the earth so that Jesus can defeat Satan. A spirit just can, a spirit can just, God is a spirit, and he just can't operate as he will. This is what God limited himself. I don't believe it. Okay, I guess I ain't to think about what you believe or don't believe. I'm just sharing with you the word. But don't let him put bitterness and resentment and hatred in your heart against maybe your spouse, maybe your children, maybe somebody in your family, maybe your, don't let him do it. Because what he after is your faith. He wants you to, we've been in Hebrews, we was in Hebrews 11th chapter for a month. What he want to do, if he can put bitterness and resentment in your heart, well, guess what? He done intercept. He going to keep your faith from being affected. And faith is the number one tool. Faith. The Bible tells us, and I compare love and faith like this. I said a gun, I'm going to use it, this illustration. The gun, say the gun, you have a gun. But without the ammunition, it's no good. If you not operate in love, hear me, my brothers and sisters. If you not operate in love, can't be affected. You can walk around with a gun all day long, but if you don't have no ammo in it, it ain't going to do you no good. You need the ammunition. You need the bullets. Well, with faith, faith operate by love. And as I stated, that's what the enemy always targets. When God, when my spirit eyes came, I said, what? It's a battle sometimes. When you got to continue to forgive, no people lie. But then when the Lord, he said, who you think behind that? Why you think he's behind that? Just like husband and wife, if they spirit eyes come open, the enemy don't want us to be together. And he going, that spirit of Christ, he use Christ. He going to scream to bring Christ individual between that husband and wife. He trying to separate them. He two-faced. He had talked to the husband against the wife and the wife against the husband. He do that. Jesus said he the father of lies. He just lied to you. We got a lot of people walking around and their body is full of all sickness and disease. And the enemy got a lot of unbelieving. God don't love you. God heals some folks. You know, God don't heal everybody. That's a lie from the pits of it. I was looking at in Acts when it was saying, when it said Jesus went about, he was anointed, and he went about healing and delivering all those who was oppressed. I was just looking at that before we came on the air. When you go in the four gospels, how many people that came to Jesus that needed to be healed and he turned them down, then turned not one down? The Bible tells us when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, was not one feeble person among them. That's the old covenant. And now the Bible said we got a better covenant. Y'all might, that's all she, no, you need to know who you are and you need to know who your enemy is. Serve the Lord with gladness. The psalmist said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of all. Not some, but all. Come on now. But he was telling them to put on, he said, even days that you may be able to stand. Stand your ground with your line girt about. You got to stand your ground. That go for all of us. Yeah, bad things, the enemy will fight all of us. But when you know who you are in Christ, I ain't taking that. No, I'm not going to walk around here. I'm not going to let the enemy put bitterness and resentment in my heart. See, that's something you got to do. He the father of lies. And like I said, you need to know. And like I said, he couldn't hide from Jesus because Jesus always recognized. In Luke, like I said, in Luke the 13th chapter, let's go there. In Luke the 13th chapter, in that 16th verse, and this I'm on Sabbath day. Here, this woman had been bound for 18 years, and this is what Jesus said. I'm in the King James Version. He said, "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan have bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on Sabbath day?" Now some people walk around here, honey, God made them sick. Y'all, that's a lie from the pits of hell. Come on, somebody. No, now y'all don't. Listen. Look at the word. Don't get offended with me. I'm just a messenger. Don't get offended with me. I'm just showing you what the word say. Let me show you something. This is so important. I'm telling you. You need to know this. Jesus recognized this woman. It said in the 11th verse, "And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years and were bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself." And it said, and when Jesus saw her, Jesus didn't only just see from the natural perspective, but he saw all the way in the spirit realm and recognized that it was Satan who, and listen, she had been bound up for 18 years in ignorance. And we got people walking right here now that Satan done put sickness and disease on them, and the enemy got them believing God did it. If it were God will, you'll be well. That ain't true. It's God will for everybody to be saved, but everybody's not going to be saved. Y'all, I know this hard to digest or to receive, but don't get offended at Prophet Miller. I'm just sharing with you what God placed in my heart. I mean, every time you turn on the news, you hear about somebody done shot somebody down, somebody done kill. This the enemy. And I'm saying you are born again believer. Whatever town you living in, start taking authority over and bind it. I bind that murder spirit. Oh, you can do that. But he said in that 16th verse, drop down for time's sake, "And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan have bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond?" He was saying, Satan did this to this woman, but this woman ought to be loose. Well, let me tell you, who going to lose her? That means a lot of this, they didn't know what to do. It's now. You got a lot of saints crying out to God, "God help me, God do it." Y'all, please don't get me wrong. I ask God for help too. But most of the time when I ask God for help, God will reveal to me my identity, how to identify with what Christ did. It reveals me, okay, you have authority, exercise your authority. Say this or do that. Or he'll reveal to me the root cause of it. Okay? Are y'all following what I'm saying? And like I said, even with Jesus, and I'm going to read some notes, it said, Jesus stopped his teaching and called her out of the crowd, recognizing the woman condition as a work of Satan. There was no doubt or uncertainty in Jesus' mind that sickness was from the devil. See, some of you ain't fully persuaded that sickness is from the devil yet. I go to healing school. Apostle Gwendolyn McIntyre, who joined us on with Apostle Armstrong on Friday night, God gave one of her a healing school. And in that healing school, she revealed to us who we are in Christ and what God said about sickness and disease. And the more knowledge that you get about sickness and disease, and you find out who where it come from, you resist it. But as long as the devil can keep you in deception, or hide the truth from you, you ain't going to fight him. You ain't going to resist him. And this is what Jesus understood. This woman here, and they were upset with Jesus because he healed a woman on Sabbath day. And he was looking, he said, y'all ain't nothing but a bunch of hypocrites. Other words, they were more concerned about this woman being healed on Sabbath. He would say, even if they had ox, they would go and get the ox out, wouldn't they? And he would tell them about 6 days. But listen, they didn't understand he was Lord over Sabbath. Come on, oh, this is a good word. Go to Acts the 10th chapter if you have Acts. I'm going to Acts the 10th chapter. In other words, it was how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that was oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. My brothers and sisters, I was looking at in some scripture, how people were being healed, how Jesus was healing people. Now, if it wasn't God's will for people to be healed, Jesus went against the will of God. When the lepers even asked him, if it be your will. And as I stated, when you read the four gospels, especially in Luke, it talk about the people that Jesus healed. But you know what? When I look at it, I don't see nowhere he prayed and said, Father, will you please heal him? Now, some of you said, well, that was Jesus. And I showed you in Luke what Jesus gave them authority and told them, I give you authority and power over the enemy. Mark the 16th chapter, these signs will follow them that believe. What is the word today? Do you know your enemy? I'm talking about your spiritual enemy. Oh, a lot of you, I'm sure you could identify your enemy in the natural. But do you know your spiritual enemy? That spirit that is influenced and motivating that person to do all this evil. I mean, when you know, on the news, this young man killed his 13-year-old daughter. What father in their right mind to turn on and kill their own child? That's demonic. I know some of you don't want to hear this. The truth? It's the truth. It's sad. But we as born again believers, we got to know, devil, we know who it is. It's you, but we bind you. We bind you operating in, you know, you can say, I take authority and bind you operating in my husband, operating in my wife, operating in my children, operating on my job, the spirit of sabotage. Come on, somebody. Grief and division. And I said to husband and wife, get that spirit of strife out from among you. I said to parents, sit down to your children. I think I read Proverbs 11:21 to you. It said the seed, come out your, there'll be the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. Y'all, if it ever been a time, you need to know how to do warfare. You need to know who your enemy is. And as I stated, like I said, a lot of people don't like to talk about it. We must, y'all listen, we must be able to recognize that sickness, disease, and pain are product of Satan and evil spirit who are at work to destroy. We have to deal. Satan and these evil spirits that Jesus dealt with them. And I'm telling you, if you study some of these things, Jesus never prayed for one sick person. But you know what? He knows how to operate in his authority. He knows what was behind this sickness and disease. Come on, somebody. He knows. I never get one of the mother, the late Mother Curry. I won't forget over 20, about 20 years, maybe 30 now. But after I got saved, every time I look around, I was sick. One God healed me from one thing, another would attack my body. And needless, thank God for godly mothers. We don't have them like we used to. And I was talking, I said, I'm tired of being sick. I said, every time you look around, I'd be sick. And this mother told me, she said, Sister Ann, she said, well, tell the devil to stop. Tell the devil to stop? What's she talking about? I didn't know at that time that Satan was behind this sickness and this sickness, these pains that he was bringing to me. I didn't know he was behind it. I just thought it was normal to be sick. I'm being honest. I thought it was normal to be sick. I thought it was normal for a person to be sick. I didn't know that wasn't the will of God. Oh, it's normal to be sick. You know, and some of you walking around here, you might say that, yeah, it's normal. It's God's will for me to be sick. The Lord trying to tell me, so what kind of father put sickness and disease on his child? I'm teaching them so. I break their leg dead. No, y'all come on. That is not God. God give life. I mean, I listen to some of the things people be saying. It's not scripture. I don't know everything. Don't claim to. But what I do know. Okay, I'm going to give you my final scripture. Okay, Lord, this my. Let's go to Isaiah 53. Let's go to Isaiah 53, the last scripture for today. And the old saying you said, if I had a subject today, it would be, do you know your enemy? Do you know him? I ain't talking about know him so you and him can get along, but I'm talking about knowing him to know that he is a destroyer and he's trying to destroy you and everything that you have. Isaiah 53. And 5. But he was wounded for our transgression, to my Jesus. He will bruise our iniquity. Cast our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. His stripes. Study sometime. Go do some study on the blood of Jesus, the crucifixion of Jesus. We talked the other day about communion. How communion reminds us of Jesus coming, death, and buried, and resurrected. The blood, his body that was broken for us, the blood that he shed. What do it do for me? The scribes of Jesus. Our healing came through the scribes in the blood, in the wound from it. We've been redeemed. Don't you know you've been redeemed from the hands of the devil? If you're born again, believe, you do not have to take no order from no Satan. He's subject to you and them demons, just like Jesus said in Luke. But do you know your enemy? Come on, somebody. Do you know him? Now, I done gave you the word today. Now, listen, whatever you do with it ain't got nothing to do with Prophet Miller. But I'm telling you, all of this you're saying, as a born-again believer, in your house, with your children, your family, you take authority over them spirits. that motivating them and influencing them to do what they're doing. And let the enemy know, in this house, Jesus is Lord. In this house, in my seed, Deuteronomy 30 chapter, I choose life that I in my seed may live. My seed going to live a righteous life. Even now, the Holy Spirit is arresting. See, that's the way you have to talk. I didn't get here overnight. I had to learn, and I'm still learning. I talk about the already. Everything, the Bible says, everything we need, I think in 1 Peter, everything we need pertaining to life in God, God done already gave it to us. But it's through knowledge. Get in here, read this word, and find out what God's responsibility is to you and what yours is to God. But I'm telling you, do you know your enemy? Do you know who causing all this strife, the turmoil in your life, causing you to be stressed, causing you to be depressed, causing you to be sick? Do you know who's doing it? And you saying, why won't God do so? He done did everything. He said, you lay your hand on the sick and they'll recover. Lay your hands on yourself. The moment of pain hits you, know, I resist this pain in Jesus' name. By the stripes of Jesus, he said, I'm healed. Isaiah 53, the first verse of who believe our report. We'll discuss all night long what the doctor said, and I'm not against the doctor. Well, what about what God say? I got to stop. But you need to know your enemy. Do you know your enemy today? Father, in the master's name of Jesus, I want to thank you for this word today. And Father, forgive us for our ignorance. Forgive us, Father, when we choose to operate in disobedience and rebellion because of ignorance. I pray for the Holy Spirit to continue to deal and reveal to all of us who you is, God, and who our enemy. Father, help us. Help us by bringing enlightenment and understanding. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet William Miller. Thank you for joining in to the broadcast. And I pray that you enjoy the rest of your evening.